Welcome to Call My Lawyer, a podcast where I discuss pop culture and give my unpopular opinions. I'm your host, Chelsea, and everything on this podcast is completely alleged unless stated otherwise. Follow me as I spiral into oblivion, and always remember, if you don't agree with my personal opinions, call my lawyer. Mwah. I know dating co-stars is very, very common, but I always wonder why people choose to do it. I mean, I get that being around people, sometimes feelings begin, but there are certain ones that come to mind that date their co-stars often, and when it doesn't work out, things do not remain professional on set, and I always wonder why I keep doing it. I'm going to start off by saying everything from here on out is all alleged. I did not create these stories, fact or fiction. I found them all with a simple Google search. The CW was notorious for housing co-star relationships, whether they were PR or real. Almost every CW show you watched, there was a dumpster fire of relationship drama behind the scenes, specifically with the Vampire Diaries. The cast roster is incredible. Let's start off with Paul Wesley. Paul played Stefan Salvatore, and he was married to Tori DeVito from 2011 to 2013. Tori played Meredith Fell in The Vampire Diaries, Crazy Nanny Carrie in One Tree Hill, Spencer's older sister Melissa Hastings in Pretty Little Liars, and Dr. Natalie Manning on Chicago Med. A CW icon, you might say. Now, I'm not exactly sure when they separated before their divorce finalized in December of 2013, but Paul began to date Phoebe Tonkin, who played Haley Marshall in The Vampire Diaries from 2013 to 2017. Allegedly, she fooled around on him with Joshua Jackson. Surprisingly, I haven't heard about any drama on set with these two, and I did watch cast panels where Paul and Phoebe both attended, and they were pretty professional about it. Soon after the split, Paul then dated and quickly married an influencer in 2018 and announced his divorce in 2022, and now Paul surely does not like to be single because he's already dating another model. But good for him. As I mentioned, Pori also played in the Chicago One universe, and she also dated Jesse Lee Soffer from 2018 to 2019. Now, this is funny because before that, Jesse dated co-star Sophia Bush from 2014 to 2015, and Sophia is not shy from dating her co-stars. She was married to co-star Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill, who played Lucas Scott from 2005 to 2006, and that was short-lived because Chad apparently cheated. He met Kenzie Dalton on set of One Tree Hill and proposed to her. A true mess. And then from 2008-2009, Sophia dated James Lafferty, who plays the other Scott brother, so the show really becomes real life with them. And then she dated Austin Nichols, who played Julian on One Tree Hill. And I heard he took the job just to be with her, which is actually kind of fucking cute. Let's bring it back around full circle. So she then goes on to Chicago PD and starts dating Jesse, and they broke up. And then Tori joined the Chicago cast when she joined Chicago Med. And allegedly, Jesse and Tori were getting a little too close for Sophia's liking, and she would cause fights on set. In the long run, I guess she was right to speculate because they did end up dating, but ultimately, I hear it is one of the reasons she ended up leaving Chicago PD. Let me also reiterate, take all of this with a grain of salt. This is all alleged. I did not come up with this. It can all be simply found on Google. And I do love me some Sophia Bush. We all love badass females. And Sophia Bush and Kristen Cavallari raised me and both helped me mold my personality. Okay, let's go back to The Vampire Diaries. Candace Akola, also known as Candace King, She played the incredible Caroline Forbes. Before they played in a Supernatural universe, Candace dated Tyler Hoechlin from 2004 to 2005. And Tyler played Martin in Seventh Heaven, Derek Hale in Teen Wolf, and Superman in Supergirl and Superman and Lois. And what a fucking beautiful man he is. Candace also had a little fling in 2010 with co-star Stephen R. McQueen, who plays Elena Gilbert's little brother Jeremy in The Vampire Diaries, and Jimmy Borelli in Chicago Fire. And then dated another co-star, Zach Roerig, who played the unrightfully hated Matt Donovan of The Vampire Diaries for a year in 2011 before getting with her most recent ex, Joe King. I still cackle a little bit that Matt Donovan is arguably one of the most hated characters in The Vampire Diaries, and he wasn't even the damn villain. This new fandom the show found during quarantine apparently didn't appreciate characters that just existed. Moving on to Miss Nina Dobrev, who played Elena Gilbert and Catherine Pierce. And let me just say, she was fucking incredible. I hated Elena and I loved Catherine and often forgot they're both played by the same person. And the things that Nina did behind the scenes for those two characters, like she had binders, one for Elena and one for Catherine, and she would make notes right down to how the other one was posed for scenes when she had to play both characters in one shot. Iconic. Iconic. Now, Nina has dipped her toes in quite a few waters, and there's a lot of blind items about her that I'm sure you have all seen, so I won't get into it. But she dated her co-star Ian Somerhalder. That's right, Damon motherfucking Salvatore. Which one would you choose, Stefan or Damon? It's okay to love them both, as Catherine says. They dated for 3 years, from 2010 to 2013. Allegedly, he wanted to settle down and start a family, and she wasn't ready, so he moved on. And he started dating another vampire, Nikki Reed, who played Rosalie in Twilight, and more importantly, Evie Zamora in 13. Now let me also just say, please read blind items about the three of these people because you will be scalped relentlessly. I did hear that after Nina and Ian broke up, he was kind of a prick and made being on set quite literal hell at times. I've also heard Nikki would often show up to set and start shit and was later removed. That's all hearsay. Until someone speaks up, I guess we can all just form our own opinion. It was also rumored that Nina hooked up with co-star Chris Wood, who played Kai Parker in The Vampire Diaries. They're all in incredible relationships now, so please, for the love of all things non-Julie Plec, distinguish TV from reality and stop the bullshit comments. The amount of comments I still see about Nina and Ian on Nikki's post, or Nina and Ian on Ian's post, how Ian should be with Nina and not Nikki, that shit ended 10 years ago. Like, let's keep moving. Coming in next, Kayla Ewell. I will butcher the shit out of someone's name. Holy fuck. Don't come for me, please. She played Matt Donovan's sister, Vicky. And I was always confused by this because I swore she was introduced as his younger sister and then became his older sister. Either way, she dated another vampire from another movie, Kellan Lutz, who played Emmett Cullen in Twilight from 2006 to 2008. And then allegedly, she hooked up with her on-screen brother, Zach Roerig, in 2010. And Stephen R. McQueen, aka Jeremy Gilbert. He was dating Chelsea Kane from 2007 to 2009, and the only reason this is relevant is because it was rumored he was hooking up with co-star Candace, and her also cheating on her boyfriend Tyler at the time. Now, people say this is all a rumor, however, there are photos of the night that Candace sang karaoke to him and them heavily locking lips, so I mean, you do the math. And then we have Zach Roerig, Mr. Matt Donovan allegedly was hooking up with Kayla in 2010 and then dated Candace for a year. And he also dated Nathalie Kelly, who plays Sybil in The Vampire Diaries, from 2016 to 2017. Fun fact, Paul Wesley is the one responsible for Klaus Mikkelsen being played by Joseph Morgan. He's the one that recommended him, and he's the reason, apparently, that Joseph is on the show. And Joseph met his wife, Hersha White, on The Vampire Diaries set during season 3, and she played Abby Bennett, which is Bonnie's mom. Also, allegedly, he hooked up with his on-screen sister, Rebecca, played by Claire Holt, but he married Persia in 2011, and they're still together. Daniel Gillies plays Elijah Mikkelsen, and for the entirety of the show, was married to Rachel Lee Cook. And I must say, Rachel has quite an iconic roster, if I do say so myself. Sadly, they divorced in 2019, and now he's dating a model. I also believe it was rumored that Michael Trevino, who played Tyler Lockwood, hooked up with co-star Penelope Mitchell, who played Liv. I've been wanting to do a Vampire Diaries rewatch, but I don't think it's been long enough, so I'm going to have to give it a little more time. Okay, I finally caught up on Family Vacation, and I have some things I need to get off my chest. Let's first start with my thoughts on Angelina. I love her, and I have since the very beginning. She's very outspoken, she's open and honest, and I personally think she has some deep-rooted issues, and some of them she's been open about, like her dad leaving. But I think she's very insecure and broken on the inside, and she's been that way for a while. Now, saying this, I do feel like she's growing. She's taken the steps to seek therapy, and it still throws me off that to this day, they still have not included her in that raggedy-ass group chat. The fact that Angelina called Jenny to ask if Vinny sent anything into the GC because he invited her to his apartment, that's so sad to me. And, like, why don't they just add her? Do I play with the thought of Angelina and Vinny? Sure. But I don't think they would ever be serious, mainly because they're both still very much immature. I can't figure it out without sounding offensive, but I just think they would probably have fun. And I have heard that they've been hooking up behind the scenes. However, I don't know if I do believe that because there's a lot of sexual tension. But I don't know if either of them know how to seriously be in a relationship, especially with each other, because there's a lot of history there. I just think sometimes friendships where you're so comfortable with each other and can joke around, sometimes they cross a line to where you cannot date because you'll never be able to take it serious. And I would love to see them be actual friends. I just think Angelina has a lot of growing up to do. The whole flirting and hitting people, we're over that. That's middle school. However, I do think Vinny is the same way, talking about dicks all the time. But at least they're both realizing it. I think they start to talk serious and then they get uncomfortable and start going back to the joke. Does anyone get what I'm saying, or am I talking in circles? I feel like I'm talking in circles. So at the beginning of Girls Wine Day, I hate that they're trying so hard to be classy. And they always do this. Like, we're so classy now. You guys have never been classy. We have never known any of you to be classy. Please stop. Stop. We're not. We will never believe it. I think the three of them are so obnoxious when they drink. I don't know, something inside of me truly curls into fetal position anytime I see the meatballs drunk. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just fucking old. Like, maybe I'm the problem. But the girl staying at the hotel they think is haunted, I'd actually love them to do some paranormal investigating. I think that would be great fucking TV. And it always amazes me that Jenny is always the mom of the bunch. No matter where they go, no matter what situation it is, she is such a fucking mom, and I love that. And I wish MTV would cut the bullshit, only showing the insanity of the show. The girls are sitting at the hotel eating, and the edit is complete monstrosity. A drunken mess. And then the next morning, Angie's in the bathroom getting ready, and it cuts back to a real conversation from the previous night, where we were led to believe was mayhem the whole way through, but clearly it wasn't if they have that scene where Ange is once again being vulnerable and opening up about her skin. It's nice to see the girls seem genuine with caring about Ange. I love when they get serious and just talk from the heart. And I think that's my favorite part of the entire show. I wish it was more like that instead of the fighting all the time. I've said this numerous times. We love OG Jersey Shore for the fighting, for the drunken mess. But if you were a fan of the show back then when it aired, we are all grown now like they are. So I think we could also appreciate normalcy. We don't need to see fighting all the time to be locked in. I feel if we are fans of these people, then we should be fans of who they are now and not who we remember them from over 10 years ago. Okay, them dressing up in full-on Danish outfits and no one else is dressed up, I died a little inside. And then meeting older Dina and Snooki, fucking incredible. I'd say I'm an introverted extrovert. I can, for the most part, be in any crowd and have a good time. And I love that about the girls meeting older Dina and Snooki. They've always been great at that, especially making older people feel like they still got it. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but in the OG season, Snooki was having this older couple take shots off of each other when she should have been working. I miss those times. A lot of you have reached out to me to ask about the drama with the girls. I guess Angelina was left out of the post from the reunion, apparently, in which she tweeted, "Oh, I was there, don't worry, it's okay. Many photos weren't taken on the floor with me, except the one Mike took of us." And then she tweeted, "Tonight was very eye-opening." And I have two thoughts on this. My first one is, looking back at most of the reunions, I feel like this is a recurring subject. I don't know if they're doing it intentionally so people think there's an issue to draw in views or not. My other thought is, I think Angelina is in her healing era. I think she does know deep down that she is the reason Family Vacation still has feet to stand on. I mean, Jenny even said, "If Angelina were here, I would not even be thought about right now." Was she right? I don't know, but I kind of feel Angelina has put a lot into Family Vacation. She has completely opened up and been so damn vulnerable, and I applaud her for that so much, but I think she realizes that these people are her co-stars. She loves them, but from a distance. She knows that they're not her people. I mean, she's still left out of things. She's left out of the group chat, and the way they fucking judge her just pisses me off, so I can only imagine how it makes her feel. So I think she's just accepted it and has distanced herself. But I have also said I feel that way about all of the cast. Like, maybe they do see themselves as a family, but extended family. Not the ones you see all the time, but the ones you see at special occasions and have a blast with while you're there. And you make plans to get together more often, but then go home to reality and just see each other at the next outing. I do feel like that is what Family Vacation has come to. Would y'all be interested if I did a rewatch from the very beginning and gave my commentary on it, or is that just overdone? This next section is something I'm trying out. I don't know if I'll do it every episode, but if I get feedback, I'll bring it back. Questions from the listeners. The first question is, where were you when you first saw the Jersey Shore, and what intrigued you the most about it? I am from a very small town in the darkest pits of hell in New Hampshire. Small town, same story. Everyone knows everyone. There was no such thing as city life. We had one club, if you dare call it that, about 40 minutes away that we'd go to in high school. I think to this day, there's still maybe only 2 to 3 bars in the town, and that's it. Very, very small. In middle school and a year of high school, I moved to Cape Cod and got an actual taste of diversity and a lifestyle that you'd only see on TV. When I say I literally morphed into Evie Zamora in 13, all gas, no fucking brakes, I was hell on heels. After I graduated, I moved to a little town outside of Orlando, and I went out every single night. I was addicted to dressing in the skankiest outfits and clubbing. And at the time, MySpace had completely taken over. There were two types of people on MySpace, the scene kids and the MySpace famous kids. I befriended literally everyone I saw and eventually found people from Toms River, New Jersey. And honestly, I still speak with a lot of them to this day, but that's really when I was introduced to the Jersey lifestyle. Although I could never incorporate that into mine living in Florida, but they were all so fun to me. Unfortunately, some things happened and I ended up moving back my pit of a hometown, and that's when I saw previews for Jersey Shore, and I recognized Snooki from MySpace, so decided to watch for her. I was very much pregnant and now living the life I was missing vicariously through these people on TV. I'd also say I'm a drama whore, and they fed us plenty, so that's what locked me in completely. The last question, were you a Disney girl or a Nickelodeon girl? Honestly, I think I was both. I loved all that, but I also loved the concerts Disney would put on. But all of my friends were older than me, so I was more interested in MTV and VH1. I was also very much the outdoor kids generation. I don't really remember watching TV growing up. And my little brother is like 4.5 years younger than me. And I want to say he was a Disney kid, so sometimes I would watch those shows when he would be watching TV. But while all the cool Disney rom-coms and stuff were playing, I was at the age where I was telling my parents I was staying at a friend's house and partying in the woods. I wouldn't say I would pick one over the other. I guess I enjoyed them both if I actually took the time to sit down and watch. Breaking fucking news. I cannot believe what I am about to say. As I'm editing this podcast, my phone is blowing up with text messages and DMs. The Jersey Shore page has posted a photo of Sammy with the caption, "She's back." Dina, Jenny, and Lauren have all shared it, also saying that she's back. And a lot of you are asking me if it's real and how I feel about it. Let me just say, I don't want to come off as a hater, however, I have been pretty vocal in the past about my dislike for Sam. I would have loved to get to know Sam without Ron to see who or what she was really like, but I feel I'm pretty good at reading people, and I have always thought she was a very insecure girl, and it mass projected with everyone in the house, especially the other girls. The way she treated Snooki on the first few episodes, the way she talked about Dina on her first day in the house, and I'm not sure if it was production's idea or what, but the way she had such animosity toward Jenny because she knew her boyfriend, who was a proven liar, told her that him and Jenny were supposed to be a thing in the beginning, and that's what actually pushed her limit, leading to the fight with JWoww. The fact she's supposedly back is very off-putting. For her to block almost all of the cast and being very open about not coming back with zero interest of ever making a return, and I get she went through a lot on the show, and she probably has some form of PTSD from that toxic-ass relationship. She's blocked almost all fan pages of the show and has shown quite literally zero appreciation for something that made her name hold any kind of weight. Be fucking for real. I used to think she hated fan pages because it reminded her of this shit relationship, but then I thought about it, and although that could be the case, does she also hate them because in clips, like, I mean, I don't know if all fan pages post them, but I know I have clips of her acting like a complete dickhead. Maybe she's embarrassed. I'm also wondering if the views are just down bad or if they threw a bunch of money in her face. Like, what led us to this? And what made her actually want to come back? She has been so open in saying she will never come back. Recently on the BFFs podcast, Jenny and Snooki talked about the situation, and Snooki said that Sammy had blocked her. And they haven't talked to Sammy since Dina's wedding, pretty much. And most of the cast have said that they haven't talked to her either. So will she come back in acting as if she hasn't been gone for years? Or will she actually address blocking the cast and whatever situation at hand? Which also reminds me, at the beginning of the BFFs podcast, Jenny and Snooki also both said that there was a falling out with Ange, again, during the finale that is left on a cliffhanger, which now makes sense that she wasn't in photos with the girls during the reunion. And I'm also wondering if Ange has now chosen to walk away for her own mental health, and that leaves room for Sammy to come back. What's everyone's thoughts on this? I'm sure I'll have more to say by next episode, but I just want to know how everyone feels about this. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at CabsAreHere with 3 E's. Thank you so much for listening to Call My Lawyer, where there's new episodes every Tuesday. Until next time, bye!